All right. Hello, CODA listeners. It is noon on Thursday. I'm Julia Caulfield from the news team, and we are here for our weekly COVID noon update. I'm joined by Grace Franklin, public health director for San Miguel County, and Claudia Garcia Curcio providing Spanish interpretation. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Estamos aquí de vuelta para noticias a las 12 cada jueves. Estamos con Grace Franklin y yo haciendo interpretaciones.
Grace, I'm just going to pass it to you as we do for any updates that you would like to share.
Yeah. I'll let you go first.
Y vamos a empezar con Grace con noticias.
Great. Thank you. I should have had my notes ready here, but pretty much the biggest update that we have today is just the, I wouldn't even say renewal, but the next iteration of the public health order that's going to be in effect from May 1st to May 31st.
So lo único que tengo es lo más grande, la salud pública, empezando el primero de mayo al 31 de mayo.
Okay, so this, to continue the public health order, and I'll talk a little bit more about the details, but the decision was really made to maintain a county public health order while the state moved to local control based on state modeling data that shows more restrictive COVID policy through May would benefit us, as well as conversations with our regional partners and support from the Board of Health.
So lo más importante es saber que estamos quedándonos donde estamos ahorita es el mes de mayo, sabiendo que eso nos va a beneficiar a nosotros. Estamos trabajando con todos para estar saludables.
So there's five main points to this updated public health order. The county will be maintaining the state dial framework, so that green, blue, and beyond. And it's going to be based off of our COVID metrics, where we're currently sitting in this level blue.
So, empezando, tenemos cinco puntos. El primero, vamos a ver esos números de COVID, los casos, qué está pasando, y nos vamos a quedar en el nivel azul.
Public transportation may operate up to 75% capacity, and it's recommended that any route longer than 15 minutes has 6-foot distancing between groups. The reasoning for that too is because we know our public transportation routes for the most part are our local workforce, and we know we have high vaccination rates, and the shorter routes pose little threat of transmission.
Y otro punto para decir personas, transportación, 75% va a subir de personas que pueden ir al autobús. Si es más largo de 15 minutos, le dijimos a las personas que por favor en los grupos estén a distancia, sabiendo que la mayoría de esas personas son locales y han recibido las vacunas, so tenemos esperanza que no se va a transmitir. Mm-hmm.
Events over 500 people need to obtain written approval from public health by submitting a COVID safety plan to public health.
Y eventos de personas más de 500 personas que van a atender a estos eventos tienen que aprobarlos por la salud pública. Tienen que llenar un plan de COVID para tener permiso de tener este evento.
Short-term lodging is going to maintain on that county capacity based on the state dial. So in level blue, we're at 85%. Level green, we would be 100%.
Y para personas que van a rentar tiempo corto, estamos todavía en nivel azul, diciendo que es 85%. Pero cuando nos movemos a nivel verde, va a ser 100% de capacidad que uno puede estarse ahí.
And then lastly, face masks must continue to be worn by all people over 10 years old when indoors in public or outdoors when distancing cannot be maintained. And this is based on the anticipation of the state mask order going away early May, and the fact that we're very close to the end and we've seen the benefits of masks and how they work to reduce transmission.
Y lo último es la máscara, saber que personas que tienen 10 años menos, por favor siempre se pongan sus máscaras. Si están afuera y no hay distancia, por favor quédense con sus máscaras puestas, sabiendo que el Estado va a quitar esa orden en mayo para no tener máscaras, pero es importante recordar que quedarte con tu máscara ha prevenido el transmitir de COVID.
Perfect. For our listeners, if you have any questions, please give us a call at 970-728-4333.
Y si ustedes tienen preguntas, por favor, marquen al 970-728-4333.
Grace, I want to dig into a little bit deeper on, actually, I think all of the things that you touched on. But I'm curious first, I know that the county has been saying for months now that we're planning to stick with the state's recommendations as orders through May at least. But you have also been saying that we're hopefully going to be able to drop into level green in May. May is on Saturday. Do you have any information or what that could look like for the county as we move into spring even more?
So, tengo preguntas sobre todos esos puntos. El primero es, sabiendo que ustedes siguen con lo que el Estado está recomendando, sabemos que nos podemos mover a nivel verde en mayo, sabiendo que mayo es el sábado, ¿qué información tiene sobre eso y cómo se va a ver ese nivel?
So it's always this wait and see, right, which is just the hardest part. Moving into this phase right now, we anticipated a bump in cases post-spring break, so we were cautiously optimistic. We didn't see as tremendous of an increase, which is awesome. It shows that we've all figured out how to travel safely in this new world. And so we haven't seen the giant bump, but we have seen a sustained disease rate, which has still been a low moderate level.
So, sabiendo ahorita, viendo todo eso, estamos viendo y observando para movernos a lo que sigue, sabiendo que casos sí subieron un poquito durante la primavera, pero no tan grande, sabiendo que ustedes saben viajar bien y se pueden cuidar bien, pero esos números sí subieron un poquito.
So even though our incidence rate has been at that low moderate, our positivity rate has been looking great. And so over this next week or so, we'll really be paying attention to the state metrics. And when we have that opportunity to say the numbers are sustained, they're looking good, and disease level is low, at that point we could move towards level green.
Pero sabiendo que estamos viendo esos números, observándolos muy bien, viendo que estamos viendo durante ese tiempo, esta semana que viene vamos a verlo cercamente, sabiendo si estamos en una condición bien, nos podemos mover a ese nivel.
I would say overall though, what's the impact to the common person? And it's probably not much. Really sticking to the 5 commitments, having our distance, wearing masks in public, keeping our group sizes small, and staying home when sick. Those are really what we should be taking to heart and implementing across the board.
Pero ¿qué puede ser la diferencia para movernos a ese nivel? Casi personalmente para una persona no es tan grande. Es estar haciendo los 5 compromisos, tener tu distancia, si estás en público, ponerte tu máscara, grupos no tan grande. Eso es algo importante que uno pueda seguir haciendo para protegerse uno.
And so I'm going to ask you to speculate on several things. So take a lot of variables that we don't really know anything about. But, you know, when we're looking towards summer, which I think, you know, so many people are thinking about in terms of their businesses, in terms of events that are going on. And we looking to last summer, our numbers were pretty good. But we were also a lot more locked down than we are in theory going to be this summer, likely. But also then we didn't have vaccines. And so I'm curious of, without knowing, and you have said take it 30 days at a time, but, you know, what are you thinking about and maybe worried about for what the summer could look like?
Okay. So, mi pregunta es sabiendo qué pueda pasar, sabiendo que todos están emocionados para el verano, lo que viene, los eventos, los negocios, sabiendo que el año pasado era un poquito diferente y los números estaban bajos, pero también nosotros estábamos en el hogar, no salimos y no había vacunas. ¿Qué piensas o qué estás preocupada que pueda pasar este verano?
So I think you hit on some of the really good points. We did not have vaccines that offer this protection to a whole different level. And we didn't really know as much about the virus and how it spread early on in the summer. But we overall saw low numbers last year, and I anticipate to see low numbers over this summer.
Está correcta lo que has dicho. Lo más importante es saber que no teníamos la vacuna y no sabíamos mucho de este virus y no sabíamos qué rápido uno podía transmitir este virus, pero sabiendo que el año pasado teníamos números bajos, yo tengo esperanza que también este verano vamos a tener números bajos.
The reason that we're going to have low numbers is there's two reasons. The first one, of course, is the obvious. More people are getting vaccinated. Our county has the highest rate of adults being vaccinated, which means our staff that are public facing, our groups when they're meeting together will be safer.
So, la razón que digo que tenemos números bajos es porque la primera son dos razones, pero una de las razones es más personas han recibido la vacuna, más adultos aquí en el condado han recibido la vacuna y está vacunado, sabiendo que en nuestra oficina hay personas que se están protegiendo y tienen la vacuna.
As more time has passed since the vaccines have started their clinical trials, there's been more research to show about infection and transmission rates. Just this week, the CDC released updated guidance saying those that are fully vaccinated can hang out with others outdoors and not have to worry, which seems like a no-brainer, but it's still really reaffirming to have the science back up what we're all feeling.
Y sabiendo durante el tiempo, hemos sabido más de los números de transmitir el virus. También ha salido información del CDC de personas que están vacunados completamente pueden salir o estar con personas que están vacunados afuera. So, es algo que es bueno que sabemos la ciencia y tenemos esa información para recordarnos esta información.
The second reason we're going to be successful is because I know our communities are invested in maintaining best practices. Even as the state has devolved their dial, they're still maintaining all of these measures, the five commitments, are what works to reduce transmission statewide, locally, of this disease.
Y la segunda razón es sabiendo que yo conozco a nuestra comunidad y sabemos lo que ellos saben que es mejor práctica para hacer, sabiendo que lo que está haciendo el Estado puede ser casi igual, siguiendo con los cinco compromisos y que está funcionando localmente aquí en nuestra comunidad.
As a community and for our businesses, we're going to have to take measured approaches to wean ourselves off of these COVID safety protocols because they still matter even if it's not a ruling. And so as long as we're maintaining different layers of protection, we will be able to keep those disease numbers low and continue to be that destination where people know it's safe, it's fun, and you can get outdoors.
Y también sabiendo los negocios, la comunidad va a tener que planear y hacer cosas diferentes, sabiendo que todas esas seguros, reglas de COVID pueden cambiar. A lo mejor no son reglas ya, pero puedes practicar esto para que sea un poquito, para protegerte a ti mismo. Y sabiendo que los números van a estar bajos, pero sabiendo también que es importante que personas puedan venir aquí para disfrutar afuera y que estás bien para venir y seguro para venir aquí.
I love that you're just like manifesting that we will be successful this summer.
Get it out there.
So on that note, I mean, you've said that the state is devolving, mm-hmm. dissolving rather, is dissolving its COVID dial, but still has it there as this is what maybe folks should do. We're not just not telling you that you have to do mm-hmm. it on the county level. Do you anticipate that some sort of public health orders and restrictions to some extent that we don't fully know will be in San Miguel County through the summer?
Una de las preguntas, ¿sabes? Sabiendo que no sabemos todo, lo que tenemos que hacer, tener que hacerlo, sabiendo que no es una regla o una orden, la salud pública tiene opinión o sabe qué regla o qué restricto va a tener que no sabemos qué va a pasar este verano.
Yeah, so just to, before I answer the question, just to harp on your comment too, right, of the state dissolving, devolving, removing all of these rules, it's once we reach a certain level of protection, there's some level of individual risk, right, that needs to be determined. And so vaccines are readily available for those who choose not to get one. There's just that added layer of risk, and then the choice of how do they want to mitigate, as well as we move through this more vaccinated population with herd immunity, how can we recognize those benefits, but also recognize that it's not 100% full, foolproof.
Pero primero quiero hablar sobre lo que se está diciendo, el nivel de protegerte, sabiendo que hay riesgos que personas ellos mismos van a tener que ver, sabiendo unos que no quieren recibir las vacunas, sabiendo ese riesgo, pero también sabiendo el beneficio y sabiendo que no es 100% de la comunidad que va a tener la vacuna.
I could probably spend 30 minutes just on that tangent, but I'll stay on track here. So countywide, what should we be expecting? It's a tough one. And this is where the crystal ball gets a little less crystally, because we haven't really been able to see what the true benefits and risks are with the level of vaccinations that we've achieved. And we also know that those 16 and under 16 still haven't had the opportunity to get a vaccine if that's right for them.
Es difícil saber esa respuesta o cómo responder aquí en el condado, sabiendo que no sabemos todo el beneficio de uno con la vacuna o el riesgo, pero también sabiendo que las personas o los niños que tienen 16 años o menos no han recibido la vacuna.
So public health in this county, we are going to keep our orders in place through the rest of the school year because we know that kids are a priority. We want to set them up for success to have in-person learning and do so safely. And then we also know a lot of our neighboring counties or statewide counties are already in the best practices stage or will be moving to that mid-May, which can give us some more data to mine to make more informed decisions moving forward.
Pero hablando de la salud pública, las órdenes aquí, sabiendo que nos vamos a quedar con esas órdenes hasta que la escuela termine, sabiendo que los estudiantes y los niños aquí son muy importantes, so queremos que ellos vayan a la escuela en persona y también trabajando y sabiendo qué está pasando con los condados cerca con nosotros y sabiendo que ellos también están bien, pero vamos a saber más en medio de mayo.
This is really long-winded, sorry. So currently, statewide, we are seeing an increase in cases and an increase in hospitalizations, and a lot of those are in our younger populations, but our deaths have really plateaued or stabilized. And so the state is also grappling with the fact that disease transmission's going up, but the consequences aren't quite as dire. So as we weigh the scales, how do we acknowledge the need for all these things that have been put to the side from this virus, knowing that maybe the risk isn't as horrible now that our most vulnerable are protected through vaccines.
So, sabiendo que casos han subido, o sabiendo que la capacidad de personas que han ido al hospital ha subido, y de esas son las personas más menores de edad, pero sabiendo que las personas, la muerte no ha subido, se ha quedado casi igual, pero sabiendo durante el estado, el transmite del virus, no sabemos mucho y si ha está pasando, pero que sabiendo que el riesgo no es tan grave y uno no se ha murido por eso, sabiendo todo eso, estamos tratando de ver qué podemos hacer para tener un balance.
So the short answer is I have no idea. but we're not public health. We're here to support, and we're going to do what's appropriate given the data that we have at the time and where we're sitting at the time. We never want to be more restrictive than is appropriate to maintain the general health of the community, but we also don't want to leave people hanging either and not do our due diligence for that exact same reason.
Pero la respuesta es no sé, pero es, la salud pública está aquí para apoyar a cada uno, sabiendo, vamos a probar y saber eso, sabiendo los números, que esos restrictos no van a estar tan restrictos, pero estar también en un balance para no estar en el riesgo.
You mentioned herd immunity, so definitely want to touch on that. In the sense of, you mentioned the county is doing really well. Mm-hmm. Our numbers are really great for vaccination rates for adults. But come the end of May and through the summer, we're going to have potentially thousands of people coming into the community on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And we don't know what their vaccination status is. You know, what does that mean for us? Like, if we hit this herd immunity, but then on a day-to-day, we could be at who knows what percentage, and how does that affect our safety?
Mm-hmm. So sabiendo que el condado en números está bien en los adultos de vacunas, sabiendo que el fin de mayo en el verano muchos visitantes van a venir al condado y nosotros no sabemos quién va a estar vacunado o qué va a pasar. Pero lo que yo quiero saber es, sabiendo esa información que muchas personas vienen a visitar durante ese tiempo, ¿cómo nos vamos a quedar bien y saludables que algo grave no pueda pasar con personas viniendo de otros estados?
Yeah, that's the million dollar question, part like five out of all your million dollar questions. Okay, so we don't live in our own little island, right? We've done really well throughout most of this, and we should be really proud of that. But as we know, our workforce commutes from our region. We have visitors from the state nationally and globally that come here that do impact our health based off of this specific virus.
So, como siempre puedo decir, nosotros no vivimos en nuestra isla pequeña, pero lo que puedo decir, muchas personas que trabajan aquí no viven en nuestro condado y eso ha tenido impacto en cómo hemos visto y ha sido decisiones durante este tiempo.
So, our vaccination rates are adding to the greater good of the response, but we also need the rest of the state, the nation, to get to this, increase their vaccine levels, to have better vaccination distribution and access globally as well.
Pero como siempre, sabiendo que tenemos la vacuna, pero lo que es importante el estado y también aquí en el país, sabiendo que tienen que subir esos números, el nivel de las personas que reciben las vacunas y también un proceso mejor para dar las vacunas.
So there's a few things that we're seeing occur which would put us at risk. The first one is variants of concern. This virus naturally mutates over time. That's a normal thing that we're expecting. And as long as there are hosts available for this virus to infect, there is the possibility for more variants that are more severe to come to fruition.
Hay unas cosas, cosas pequeñas que puedo decir que puede tener el riesgo, y la primera es el virus, que cómo puede cambiar y diferente tipos del virus. Eso es algo normal que podemos ver aquí y puede contagiar a otras personas sabiendo que este virus ha cambiado.
Right now, the variants of concern that are prevalent in the Colorado and the U.S., it seems like the vaccine is doing a good job to protect against this virus. However, we have seen people who are naturally infected by COVID-19 be more at risk of reinfection with a more contagious variant.
Ahorita lo que estamos viendo aquí en Colorado, en los Estados Unidos, es esta vacuna está protegiendo a las personas de este tipo de virus, pero lo que hemos visto, personas que han tenido COVID en el pasado, pueda recibir este tipo de virus.
Should I pause there, or I can keep going? I'm like,
You can keep going.
So, okay. I'm like, what's the point of this? So the point is, the more people travel in and out of places, whether we're traveling internationally around the U.S. or people are coming in, the more likely we are to spread whatever variants, yada, yada. And so by having our community protected is that first layer of protection. But until we really have this global herd immunity, there's still these risks of this virus adapting and potentially reintegrating within our community or having a more negative impact on our younger population, our children, as we've been seeing in Brazil occurring recently.
So, ¿qué significa todo esto? Lo que yo puedo decir, sí, personas van a venir, van a visitar, uno localmente puede salir, puede venir y puede traer un diferente tipo del virus que puede pasar, pero sabiendo que nosotros tenemos aquí en el condado un nivel de protección, sabiendo que unas personas han agarrado la vacuna, pero todavía está el riesgo ahí sabiendo toda esa información y sabiendo que ahorita las personas más que tienen menor de edad han afectado negativamente en el país, pero sabiendo si más personas se vacunan en el mundo, uno se puede proteger más, pero hemos visto los números negativos más en personas menores de edad y lo hemos visto eso en Brasil.
And so my guess is that with these things, even for those who are vaccinated, that's why it's good to continue on with mm-hmm. best practices that we've been doing since almost the beginning. Mm-hmm. Turning to masks, mm-hmm. I know Claudia had a question about this as well, and mask use. The CDC came out with some new guidance this week. Mm-hmm. Do you have any recommendations or suggestions, best practices, even if they're not necessarily requirements, for how businesses and organizations who have events going on should be thinking about mask use this summer?
So, moviéndonos adelante a la pregunta de máscaras y usándolas, poniéndolas, hay una guía que el CDC ha puesto y tenía preguntas sobre eventos, organizaciones que va a tener eventos y personas poniéndose la máscara. ¿Qué consejos le dices a unas personas para eso? Sabiendo que no es una orden, pero es algo que es importante hacer.
Okay, long-winded back again. With vaccines, we're maintaining for the most part the best practices we've seen over time, but there's pieces of life that we can start to have a little bit more normal. A good example, so for myself, right, I'm fully vaccinated and I have a small group of friends that are fully vaccinated as well. We have dinner together now. We carpool together, and it's this really nice liberating experience, right? To know that other people have the same level of immunity and or similar levels of immunity, and we can individually discuss our levels of risk tolerance and how we want to move about life.
So, hablando de personas que están vacunados, o qué podemos hacer moviéndolos un poquito a algo normal, yo puedo hablar sobre yo, lo que estoy haciendo, y yo estoy vacunada, y tengo un grupo de amigas que amigos están vacunados también. So, hemos tenido cenas juntos, hemos andado en el carro juntos, y también hemos tenido la conversación del nivel de riesgo que uno siente con ese grupo pequeño que uno tiene.
And then when we get, so that's like that small groups, what we call small gatherings, all that fun technical words. And then we move out to a couple different larger areas. One would be businesses, right? Small businesses that don't have any interaction with the public, that could be a conversation if that's appropriate. But we don't know who are people going home to, what level of protection and vulnerability is there, right? And so how can we uphold that safety and those norms in that business standpoint? I'll pause there. Yeah.
So ese es hablando de los grupos pequeños. So hablando de otros grupos como negocio, un negocio un poquito más pequeño, sabiendo que no tienes, que no trabajas con el público o no estás... tienes negocios con ellos afuera, teniendo esa conversación con quién te vas a alojar, sabiendo la seguridad, todo eso es importante tener esa conversación con las personas que uno trabaja.
And then we go out to the groups with the public, right? Restaurants, retail, all the places where the grocery stores, people are mingling, and the vaccine status is unknown, that conversation can't really be held about that comfort level. And so when we're not able to be 6 feet apart from people, how can we be one, respectful, but also mindful of those best practices by wearing masks and sticking to our groups?
Y hablando sobre los grupos de público, grupos más grandes, so hablando de las tiendas, también hablando de cuando vas a comer a los restaurantes, todo eso, nosotros no sabemos las personas si están vacunadas en esos grupos porque son un poquito más grandes, pero si no tienes la distancia de 6 pies, ¿cómo tener el respeto de otra persona y respetarlos y ponerte tu máscara?
So part of the outdoor, or part of the public updated public health order requiring plans for groups over 500 events. The intent of that too is these events are really important to connect, but it's also how can we go about it in a safer fashion? And just even thinking about high tourist numbers or high traffic flow, if we're all walking to get to our seats for a concert, but we're all kind of like a bunch of cattle, right? Getting corralled to our space, we're going to be a lot closer than is good for folks of unknown statuses and just really large groups. So that's where that mask use is really not only recommended, but currently required in those areas where you can't keep that distance. And then once you get to your own individualized pod, where it's your group of people, you have your risk conversation, and you have that 6 foot or more distancing from other groups, it's okay to take your mask off.
So, hablando de la salud pública y hablando de eventos más de 500 personas, ¿cómo podemos hacer esto bien y saludable, sabiendo que más visitantes van a venir? O un ejemplo, decir, me quiero ir a sentar a mi asiento, estoy en un concierto, sabiendo que estamos muy cerca y uno no sabe la persona que tú estás al lado si tiene su vacuna o no. So es importante que te quedes con tu máscara. Es algo que es una orden que estamos diciendo a las personas que tenga eventos. Y eso puede cambiar cuando te vas a tu asiento y tienes tu grupo pequeño y tienes esa conversación y te puedes quitar tu máscara. Pero es importante saber tener esa conversación con tu grupo pequeño y qué es el riesgo y que te sientes bien o no. Es importante.
And would you say that's for indoors and outdoors? Or just outdoors?
So puedes decir que eso es adentro o afuera.
So currently just outdoors. If you're indoors in a public space, unless you're actively eating or drinking, you should wear your mask. And that's because we know ventilation is not as good indoors when there's walls. Every moment you do have your mask off, there is an increased risk of transmission of this virus.
Si estás, eso es más para si estás afuera. Si estás adentro, nada más nosotros decimos, si estás comiendo o bebiendo, es que te quitas tu máscara. Y eso sabiendo que uno no sabe el aire en el cuarto y también estás en paredes, uno puede tener el riesgo de agarrar algo o uno no sabe. Eso es importante. Esos son eventos para afuera.
Which I would like to put a gentle plug in for the county's CO2 monitoring program. We purchase these devices that you can put in your indoor space as a business and leave it in a spot for like an hour or so, and it tells you what the optimal, like how optimal or not optimal your ventilation is. And then from there you can kind of play around, make a few adjustments, open a window, turn on a hood, and see what shifts occur. And it really has been, for those that have done it to date, they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that if I just do this one thing, all of a sudden the air quality improves and it's so much safer for my staff and participants or patrons.
Y otra lo que puedo decir, tenemos un programa en el condado que tenemos esta máquina que puede checar tu negocio adentro, sabiendo que cómo está el aire circulando ahí, está bien, negativo, positivo, todo eso es importante si uno está seguro. Y personas que han hecho esto, abriendo la ventana, puede mejorar el aire adentro. Eso es algo que nosotros hacemos ahí.
All right. Grace, is there anything else that you would like to make sure our listeners hear or know before we take off for the day?
Antes de terminar, Grace, ¿quieres compartir unas cosas antes de acabar aquí?
Yeah. So for vaccines, I think it's important to remember that you're still at risk of potentially being infected with this virus before you reach that full immunity piece, and that's 2 weeks after either the single dose of the Johnson & Johnson or the two-dose series of Moderna and Pfizer. So 2 full weeks afterwards, and then that shifts the quarantine requirements that gives you that higher level of protection where we're really confident that these vaccines are working at their best.
So lo que quiero decir es vacunas, recordar a personas que todavía están en riesgo, si no han recibido sus vacunas, uno te tiene que esperar 2 semanas antes. Si tienes el Johnson & Johnson es una, pero si tienes el Pfizer y Moderna, 2 semanas completamente para tener esa protegerte, el número más grande, y cambia eso, la cuarentena y todo eso.
Got 2 more things. So the other exciting thing that's happening this week, right after this, I'm going to be heading to Norwood to do a Pfizer vaccine clinic, which is the only vaccine that's currently approved for people ages 16 and 17. Tomorrow, we are doing another Pfizer clinic at the Telluride Intermediate Gym. And of course, it's open to anyone who wants it. We're prioritizing for those who really only can take Pfizer, those 16, 17 year olds, with parental consent, of course. But there are still a few slots open, and we would love to get anybody who wants a Pfizer vaccine to sign up if you do that on our county COVID vaccine website.
Y lo que puedo decir, 2 más cosas, es Esa semana ahorita voy a ir a Norwood para una clínica de Pfizer, eso sabiendo las personas de 16 a 17 años agarrar esa vacuna. Y mañana también vamos a tener uno en el gimnasio aquí en Telluride del Pfizer también, y está abierto al público, las personas que quieran venir. Pero esas personas que se van a vacunar tienen que tener como una firma, o sus padres tienen que venir con ustedes. Y se pueden registrar en el condado de San Miguel en la website.
And then lastly, of course, I just want to give out thanks and appreciation from Public Health to the community. We really, it's tremendous to hear the stories across the state and nation, how much our towns have really stepped up and supported this endeavor. We're really close to the end. I feel it. I think that there's a shift in people's mentality and whatnot. And it's really just holding tight for this last little bit so we can ensure that everyone can be protected and we can do our best to really end strong.
Y último, quiero dar gracias aquí, nosotros, el Salud Pública está dando gracias a la comunidad porque estamos, el pueblo ha apoyado a cada uno, y yo puedo ver que el fin está cerca y uno, todos podemos protegernos.
Perfect. Grace, Claudia, thank you both so much for being here today. Thank you to our listeners. Coming up later on KOTO Telluride, at 1 p.m. it's Sista Seaweed, 3 p.m. we have New Orleans Road Trip, 5 p.m. it's All Things Considered, and then at 6 p.m. we will have the KOTO Community Radio News. Thank you so much for tuning in, and keep the dial turned here.